too early, September 18th, to be thinking about Christmas? 833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 1037 KSON. Carrie, what do you think?
Guys, it's still summer. It's bad enough people are acting like it's already Halloween. Let me worry about whether or not the holidays cancel before I have to tackle Thanksgiving and Christmas. Trying to figure out how we're going to keep Christmas magical this year is stressful as hell.
Oh, man. Don't put too much pressure on yourself as far as that's concerned.
It certainly doesn't feel like Christmas weather, that's for sure. It's going to be very warm again today, 70s and 80s at the coast, 90s and triple digits inland. But there has been a lot of people I'm noticing on social media who are already discussing Christmas. As a matter of fact, I do believe producer Jess has been a little distracted during the show because she's been doing some Christmas shopping.
Well, Lowe's has already put out their holiday decorations for Christmas, and there's some really cute Disney ones. So after the show today, I'm going to Lowe's and buying new Christmas decorations.
I would go as fast as you can because I've been reading that Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations are selling out like mad.
Oh, for
sure. Everybody's doing this.
Yeah. I have two neighbors that have already fully decorated their house for Christmas.
Fully decorated, like right outside, like lights?
There's lights, the Christmas tree's up in the window. It really made me happy. It was so nice.
I'm surprised they skipped right over Halloween, but maybe that's not a holiday they celebrate. 833-287-1037. Let's go to Ben in Santee. Ben, do you think it's too early to be thinking about Christmas?
At this point, we all just have to do whatever gets you through. If it means decorating for Christmas or painting Easter eggs, that's on you. And I would bet it probably makes a lot of kids happy to see Christmas decorations out.
I would go ahead and take it one step further, Ben. By the way, Ben, you sound spent, bro.
Yeah,
you sound like you were so tired of this year like everybody else. A lot of psychotherapists are saying that, listen, if this is what you have to do, then by all means, do it. Christmas makes people happy. It reminds them of people that celebrated with them in the past that might not be there anymore, what life was like when the thing you looked forward to most was waking up and seeing what Santa brought you. If that's what it takes to make you smile in 2020, damn it, put up a Christmas tree.
And if you just think that maybe, no, it's just too early, I have other holidays to get through first, we want to hear from you either way. 833-287-1037. Is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
Christmas in September. It's happening. It's actually really happening. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
We're going to go out to Santee and say good morning to Rose. Rose, is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
No, it's way okay. I think skip Halloween and skip Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas.
Oh, you can't skip
Thanksgiving. Skip those things.
Come on. A lot of people have taken to decorating their house right now for Christmas to help cope with COVID and the blahness of staying inside and staying at home. And producer Jessica's neighbors actually have their house decorated for Christmas right now. Jess is going to be doing it this weekend. It's a thing. And Rose, you're all in. You're on board.
I am, because Christmas morning you spend with your family that you wake up in your household. And Thanksgiving you go see everyone and we can't do that. And Halloween the kids go trick-or-treating and we can't do that. So let's just skip them this year.
Good reasoning. Thanks, Rose. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one.
Let's move on to Brian. Brian's in San Marcos. Brian, is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
Heck no. I've already started shopping at the Lowe's. We drove up to Temecula on Monday because we heard about it on Facebook. And I know Jessica's wanting to go buy some Disney stuff. You got to go out and do it quick because the one in Vista and the one in Escondido just started setting up their displays yesterday.
Okay. Literally the second at 10 o'clock the show is over, I'm going to the Lowe's in Mission Valley. There's a Mickey snowman that I need. I might need the Mickey mailbox. There's a few things.
Producer Jessica was telling me that Christmas pajamas are already selling out, and I always get my, even though they're adults, my children, family sets of pajamas, and I went online on Amazon, and sure enough, half the stuff is sold out of most sizes. I found a set that I liked, and I bought them, and I just sent them this morning and then texted my daughter, when that package comes, put it in the closet until Christmas Eve.
Exactly. Makes you feel good. It's fine.
Love it.
Brian, I think Jessica's swooning to you right now. So
we can be best friends. kids, Brian.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Fallbrook and get another call from Sandra. Sandra, is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
Honestly, I've got no issue with people decorating early if that's just what they need to really, you know, get in the spirit. I'll decorate when I want to decorate. If you want to start decorating now, I say by all means, go for it.
That's the best thing I've heard. I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, whatever works for you now, do it. I don't care if, you know what, if you want to celebrate Easter tomorrow, do what you got to do to get through what we're going through.
All right, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Merry Christmas. Okay, Blanca is in Chula Vista. Blanca, what is your take on all this? Are you all Christmased out already like Jessica's going to be?
No, not yet. But my daughter, since she heard on the radio that Halloween might be canceled, she said, okay, so there's no Halloween. I need to start writing my letters to Santa. So she got a box and tissue, and then she's writing a letter for each of her dolls, what they want for Christmas. And she says, now we have to mail them off. And I'm like, well, it's a little too soon. But they're canceling everything else. So Christmas, Santa won't allow it.
I wish my kids were that age again. Blanca, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Here's the deal. I don't think anybody's going to complain about people's Halloween decorations, Thanksgiving this, or Christmas decorations this year. Everybody has free reign to make their house an explosion of fun and celebration.